Let's go to our old friend from WGN TV News. It is Pat Tomasulo. How is the self-quarantine?
Well, it's not self-quarantine. We're all quarantined. You're making it seem like I'm self-quarantined because something's wrong with me.
How is the pandemic?
Who asks how is the pandemic, Peter?
You know what I love about you? I love that your Instagram, because the hairstyles, this is one of the reasons that I wanted to get you on the show. Besides, you're going to win prizes for everybody, by the way. We're going to play Craigslist Prices Right. But what is going on with your hair?
Well, it's growing, and just like everybody else, I can't get it cut. Now, the problem is that, my wife and I were trimming the sides. You know, to give a little fade going, Pete.
Yeah.
But it's gotten too long on top now that I can't do that without it blending. I mean, we're amateur hairstylists at best. So now it's just growing and growing and growing.
And
I figure here's the thing too. I look around at a lot of guys my age and. You know, I've been accused of, I'm telling you right now, God's honest truth, it's all natural. Every follicle in my hair is natural.
Wait a second, people think you wear a piece?
No, like people think like I dye it, or they can't believe that a man like me has such a full head of hair. So I like to also grow it to exploit that and to boast of my natural follicular health.
Oh, I've seen your hair in real life. It's nice. You have a nice head of hair.
It's thick, man. The problem is, I got to, in normal times, I got to get this haircut, and people think I'm crazy and vain for saying this, but I honestly have to get this haircut every 2 weeks, because if I don't, it turns into like, it looks like somebody hollowed out a bowling ball and just placed it on top of my head. That's how thick it is.
I get my haircut every 2 weeks. I thought that was normal because if I'd let it go, I would have an afro like Juan Epstein.
You're the same way. Yeah, I've seen your hair. You have that very thick Mediterranean hair like I do.
Right.
And most guys get it cut like every 4 to 5 weeks. But most guys also, Pete, don't take they don't take as much pride in their hair as we do as well. You know, we're not just going to leave the house and throw on a hat every day. We're going to look right.
We're a little vain too, Pat. And you're on television.
Yeah. Listen, it's one of the few things I got working for me. All right. So people say like, you can get accused of being arrogant about things. Listen, there are like three things I do well. Mm-hmm. If I can't tell people about those three things, I don't think that's so bad.
Okay. All right.
I can grow hair, I can tell jokes, and I'm a pretty good husband. And if I can't boast about those three things, then that's not a world I want to live in.
That was my next question. How is the marriage?
How is the marriage?
Because marriage.
I don't know. How's your marriage?
I think marriages are being tested all over the world during the quarantine, and I'm learning about my wife. I've been married 19 years, and I'm learning things about Sarah that I haven't learned. I knew she needed quiet time, but now she needs more quiet time than I thought, since we're together all day.
If I can be sincere for a moment, which may come as a deviation from what you would normally expect from me. I think, you know my schedule and you know my wife's health conditions and how much I work on nights and weekends. This is the most time we've really gotten to spend together in 15 years. And I'm really enjoying it. Like, if I have to work from home the rest of my life, I could do it. It's kind of nice. I take a little break. We have coffee in the morning. We go our separate ways. I work. She does her thing. And then we regather for dinner. It's a pretty nice setup we got here.
It's nice. I think a lot of people are figuring that out, that they don't want to go back to work. They want to work from home.
Well, the other thing is, too, like, I cannot imagine that this does not fundamentally change some workplace environments. When I have friends back east that work for, like, these big financial houses. And, you know, these, like, Goldman and JP, like, they're not going to, rent these massive office spaces when literally their employees can do 90% of everything they can do at home. So
I agree.
It'll 100%. Be interesting.
How about those workspaces that people would go to, the workspaces that they'd rent for a few hours? Those are going to be gone.
Oh, got to be, right?
Right.
right?
You would think.
Unless, you know, unless the thing is you have, like, you know, if you have, like, two young kids at home, I can't imagine any way you can get a damn thing done that way.
No.
You know? Especially if you're like me and you have ADD and your wife starts vacuuming and it freaks you out because she can't concentrate. Like, there's just no way.
Well, have you figured out that, do you have your workspace at your house? Because we figured out that my wife needs to be in the corner of the house all by herself, and she needs quiet.
Well, I mean, you have a house, I have a condo, so there's not really too far I can go. But I have, you know, I have my home office that the room in our house that I've used as a home office for years, so I just sequester in there. I don't have all that square footage that you do, McMurray.
Is the dog barking during the WGN TV morning news?
Nah, but that dog won't leave me alone. This dog, let me tell you something, this dog is going to need intensive psychotherapy when this is over and I go back to work, because she is at my hip constantly. She just lays down. Wherever I am, she lays down and just looks at me lovingly.
We got to do a segment on that on the radio about dogs, the separation anxiety. Once this lifts, we're all going to be gone.
Yeah.
It's going to be terrible. My dog,
her obsession with me. Yeah.
My dog gets four or five walks a day. How about your dog?
I know. Same deal. It's the only time I get out. I'm walking this dog constantly.
Right.
But she's becoming more and more obsessed with me. I'm definitely starting to wonder if she's, like, secretly plotting to get rid of my wife. So it could just be the two of us forever.
You've done a few comedy things online. Is there anything else coming up? Because, you know, when's the next time you're going to be in a comedy club?
Well, yeah, that's the question. It's a I got two of those virtual shows this week. I've never done those, and I really wanted no part of those just because it's not stand up, you know.
Right.
But if it allows me just to say the words to my, you know, to my act, or at least portions of it, just to, you know, keep that muscle memory sharp. But, you know, I'm going to start a podcast. I'm doing a lot of videos now. I'm trying to put out one a week. But I don't know. I mean, I really don't know. There are some states that have opened up clubs already.
Really?
You know, there are, like in Utah, I was listening to these comedians on a podcast talk about working at a club in Utah where it was like, you know, it was a third of the capacity. Everybody had to wear masks in and out. They were social distance. They had their temperatures checked coming in. Every comic had a different microphone. The host wore gloves. So I think you're going to see in some states that are opening up more quickly than others that clubs will be in business to a degree. I think I don't know how soon you'll see it here, to be honest. But, you know, there's the decision a lot of comics have to make, that when I got a couple out of state weekends in the fall and in the summer, you know, I'm going to have to really judge each one on a case by case basis, where it's like, do I trust that this club will really be following the rules and enforcing things? And some you would trust a little bit more than others.
Are you talking about clubs down south somewhere, maybe Kentucky?
No, I don't have any gigs booked down there, but like I have some in Michigan and Iowa and Indiana, and it's not like, you know, it has nothing to do with where they're located. It's just there are clubs here that I wouldn't, you know, not necessarily clubs, but rooms here that I wouldn't work too quickly until I could see that everything was, you know, looking pretty good.
Well, that's what experts are saying, that before the bands go out, before the concert starts, it's all about the comedians. They're going to open up the comedy clubs and the casinos first.
Who said that? I don't want to be a guinea pig.
I mean, you know, that's what I've heard from my people. And they will slowly expand that and see how it goes. But how
I'm treating the whole situation like it's a new restaurant. Right? You know, like when a new restaurant opens up, you're like, I'm really curious to check that restaurant out, but I'm going to give it 6 months and just see what happens. See what people say about that restaurant. If they say it's good, then I'll try it. That's the approach I'm going to take with civilization.
Smart. I like that. Okay. When is your first gig booked? Is it fall?
What do you mean? Like I have a weekend in Michigan in July.
Okay, where in Michigan?
Grand Rapids. And it's at a great club too. I mean, it's at one of the clubs that I would say, yeah, they really have their act together there. I would expect that they would, but you know, I don't know if Michigan would be open up by then, right? Because that's one of those states that's kind of, you know, in the midst of of a battle.
Right, you're right. And before I take a break and we play Craigslist Prices Right, we're going to get people on the line.
You asked me about my relationship with my parents now after asking about my marriage.
Since you're working from home, I'm assuming that you do a Zoom call with Robin, Larry, Paul on a daily basis because you miss them.
Oh, you mean like after the show?
Yeah, after the show.
Oh, of course.
Oh, yeah.
No, we do. What we do, Pete, is we do happy hour every night, but it's more like happy hour and a half because we just can't get enough of each other.
That's what I
figured. So we do a Zoom and we just share and, you know, just ask how each other's families are doing and how we're feeling about the whole thing. And Robin usually is the moderator, so know that it's dealt with a very soft and gentle touch.
That's nice. All right, I'm gonna take a break, and we're gonna play Craigslist Prices Right.
So, how long is this break gonna be? Do I have time to eat something?
You have a 2 minute break.
Oh, okay. No, then I'll just sit right here.
Okay. Yeah. How long do you think a radio break?
Well, I know radio breaks sometimes are like 8 minutes long, aren't they?
No, they're never 8 minutes.
When like you have to go to the bathroom or something.
Never. No, I run down the hall. I can go within 2 minutes if I have to go.
All right.
But these are actual items that I got on Craigslist this morning. Okay.
Okay.
And you're going to be playing for a listener. So we're going to get a listener on the line. I'm going to give you 2 out of 3 items. You get 2 correct, they win.
They get 2 correct. Out of how many again?
2 out of 3 for each caller. So I'm going to give you an item, and you're going to tell me without going over the actual retail price.
Okay.
Actually,
all right. I'm excited.
Now that I'm gonna have you go against the listener. We're gonna do that. That's gonna be more fun. We're gonna do that. Okay.
All right.
Pat Tomasulo, hold on. By the way, Pat Tomasulo is a great follow on Instagram, and you can see how long his hair is right now. And Pat, we're live we're live on Facebook. People are saying hello. Just for the record.
Hi, everybody.
Yeah, that's nice.
Good to see you all.
More with Pat coming up next on 720 WGN.
It's a contest full of fabulous internet searches.
I think you should be working at the snack bar.
It's time for Craigslist. Price is Right.
All right, these are actual items on Craigslist. On the phone with us is Pat Tomasulo from WGN Radio. First one to get 2 correct is a winner. Pat, you're going to go against callers. Are you ready?
I am ready.
And by the way, let me get this read in. If the listener wins, they'll pick up a $75 certificate from Green Tea Home Services. While you're spending so much time at home, take advantage of Green Tea Carpet Cleaning Service, Air Duct Purification, or Garage Door Maintenance. Call 1-800-5-GREEN-TEA or go to greenteaservices.com. All right, let's go.
And what does Tomasulo get if you win?
Pat, I'll come over and mow your lawn.
Okay.
Oh, you live in a condo. Sorry about that. All right. First item up for bid, Jim and Dixon. Say hello to Pat Tomasulo.
Hello, Pat Tomasulo.
These are...
How the hell are you, Jim?
These are actual...
I'm as good as I can get.
These are actual items that I got off Craigslist this morning. Remember, you can't go over the actual retail price. You cannot. This is a Michael Jordan signed baseball. A signed Michael Jordan baseball when he played for the White Sox. It is in a plastic case. These were obtained privately. I've owned it for about 24 or 26 years. How much for a baseball signed by Michael
Jordan? Does it have a certificate of authenticity?
It does not have a certificate of authenticity. Great question. Okay.
All right. Who goes first?
Jim, why don't you go first?
I'm going to say $8,000, Pete.
$8,000. $8,000. All right, Pat?
$1.
$1. Jim, unfortunately, you are wrong. Jim, we were looking the actual retail price for the Michael Jordan signed baseball.
$500?
$100. $100. $100. All right. You still have a chance. 2 out of 3. Here we go. Number 2. This is a Medela breast pump available in Chicago. Medela breast pump Double electric breast pump with the Go Tote Bag works great. Lightly used. It is like, it is like new. How much for the Medela?
Do we know who used it?
Medela breast pump. I do not know. Jim, how much? Remember, do not go over the actual retail price.
I'm thinking $8,000, Pete.
$8,000. Pat?
$24.99.
Jim, I am so sorry. We were looking for $80. I am sorry, Jim.
$80 for a used breast pump.
$80 for the used breast pump. All right, let's go to Cynthia in Dixon. Cynthia, say hello to Pat Tomasulo from WGN Morning News.
Hi, Pat.
Hi, Cynthia. Wasn't the last person from Dixon, too?
Yes, we have two from Dixon. You're right.
That sounds fishy to me. I think they live in the same house, and they're rigging this game.
Cynthia, do you know Jim from Dixon?
No, I don't. I can't say I do.
All right. Here is the actual item from Craigslist. Craigslist Price is Right. This is a Brookstone massaging foot bath, Cynthia. While used a few times, this Brookstone massaging foot bath and spa is in excellent condition. It has both heat and massage settings. You can relax with a foot massage with heat and vibrating massage rollers. How much for the Brookstone massaging foot bath? Craigslist Price is Right. Cynthia?
I'd say $50.
$50. Pat?
I am going to say $75.
$75. You're both over.
What?
We were looking for $43. $43.
Wow. You can get two of those for the cost of one used breast pump. What a deal.
All right. Next item. Two out of three. Cynthia, this is a vintage alpaca. Is it alpaca? Alpaca?
However you want to say it.
A vintage alpaca wool blanket available in Spring Grove. It's beautiful, vintage. It's a wool blanket, perfect for keeping warm. Back is covered in off-white satin. How much for the vintage alpaca wool blanket? It is a twin size made in Peru, and that's not Peru, Illinois.
Okay, I'm going to say $150.
$150. All right.
I'm going to say,
Pat,
$100.
$100, you're both over. Looking for $55. Thank you, Cynthia.
Wow, what a bargain.
Yeah, that's a great price.
They don't make those Peruvian alpaca throws like they used to.
All right, Craigslist Price is Right. These are actual items. Steve, are you ready?
I'm ready.
I mean, people are blowing it here. All right, this is an actual item from Craigslist, a white leather sex swing made in England. MW4, slightly used, leg straps a bit stretched. How much for the white leather sex swing?
That means it was used by a big person, which means it's not in great shape, so keep that in mind when you bid.
Steve, how much?
I would say $55.
$55. Pat?
Oh, that's a tough one. I'm going to say $60.
Oh, my gosh. You guys are over. It was $25, listed at $20.
Wow, what a bargain.
$25 for the sex swing. All right, Steve.
Okay.
Craigslist Price is Right with Pat Tomasulo from WGN-TV Morning News. A bowling ball, bag, and shoes available in Woodstock. A Dick Weber All-Pro 5-star bowling ball weighs 15 pounds. The Brunswick Blitz men's black bowling shoes, size 12, condition is pre-owned, and the Brunswick bowling bag to fit the ball and the shoes. How much for the bowling ball, the bag, and the shoes? Steve?
Oh, I would say $25.
$25. Pat?
Oh, ooh, I'm gonna say $20.
$20. Steve, you are correct. Steve.
There you go, Steve.
$35. $35 for that actual item. Okay?
Oh, I was $10 off, man.
$35. All right, we're running out of time here. Steve, you'll get one more. Here we are. 1976 Cadillac Eldorado convertible. And they spelled convertible wrong in the ad. They forgot the C-O. They forgot the V. 28,000 miles, a vintage 1976 Cadillac Eldorado convertible. This car is in excellent condition with new white wall tires and brakes and rotors. How much, Steve, for the 1976 Cadillac Eldorado convertible?
I'll go first. Right. $500,000.
$500,000. All right. Steve, don't go over.
$1.
$1. Congratulations.
Oh,
nice.
What an upset.
Wow, that is fantastic. Steve, hold on the line. We're going to set you up with a $75 certificate from Green Tea Home Services, okay?
Excellent. Nice to talk to you guys. Hey, I love your show, Pat. I can't wait to see you when everything is over with.
Thanks, brother. Be safe, all right?
Well, I mean, you can see him technically on TV from his home.
Nah, but it's not the same as seeing me in person. I'm way better looking in person.
Well, he doesn't really see you in person. He sees you at the station.
Well, he's talking about... I'm not going to argue
some man. Oh, the comedy. The comedy.
Yes.
I got it.
Yeah.
All right. Pat, you're the best.
Thanks, buddy. We'll talk soon, okay?
Anything else you want to plug? That's it. We're done.
No, I got nothing else to plug. I'm going to go. I got a little work to do, and I'm going to
do
the floors today.
You're the sports guy.
I got a little writing to do.
Writing for what? What are you writing?
I just told you I'm doing a podcast, and I'm doing videos every week, and I still write comedy.
I appreciate you inviting me on the podcast. I look forward to that.
You got it.
All right. Pat Tomasulo, everybody. Thanks, buddy.
All right. Goodbye.